Nevada slots decline impacts revenue in August. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has released its August gaming revenue report, revealing a drop in slot and overall gambling revenues. In the month, the state's gambling revenue declined by 3.8% year-over-year to $1.16 billion. The figure also represents a 7.7% decrease compared to July's revenue. The primary factor contributing to August's overall revenue decline was a slump in in-person slots revenue, which fell 3.8% to $798.3 million. Various slot machine denominations, including 1-cent, 5-cent, 25-cent, $1, and $5 slots, saw double-digit revenue drops in the month. However, multi-denomination slots, the largest contributor to Nevada's gaming revenue, bucked the trend with a 15.7% increase to $555 million. Mixed results in table games. Revenue from table, counter, card games, sports, and racing pools collectively dropped 3.8% to $365.5 million. Blackjack emerged as the top revenue earner in this segment, with $105.9 million in revenue, up 6.9% from August last year. Revenue from roulette soared 22.9% to $49 million, while three-card poker and Ultimate Texas Hold'em also saw gains. Other games in the segment experienced significant declines, like Baccarat with 34.3% to $76.3 million. Craps slipped 7.8% to $33.4 million. Keno and Pai Gow also saw a year-on-year fall in revenue. Sports betting revenue rises. Mobile sports betting revenue amounted to $14.8 million. This marks a 13% increase compared to the same period in 2023. Baseball was the most popular sport in August, earning the highest revenue of $9.7 million. American football also saw an increase to $8.7 million, while hockey and basketball betting incurred losses for sportsbooks. Other sports betting brought in $7.6 million, while mobile wagering accounted for $14.8 million of the total revenue. Finally, revenue from sports betting pools increased by 38.9% year-over-year to $25 million.